Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Only 5% of us will move into a retirement community. Only 5% of us will move into a retirement community, an assisted living facility or memory care facility. So 95% of us will stay where we are, age in place. I think the reason that many of us don't move is that we don't know what our options are. And with the lack of knowledge, there is fear about the unknown, correct? I mean, I think that's true whether you're investing in stocks or whether it's learning a new hobby or, you know, trying something different in life. There's always a trepidation that comes with that. So I want to educate you today on the seven basic options there are for every one of us. There is the option of staying where we are and aging in place. And that is the most comfortable option for some reasons and the least comfortable for others. So I'll explain that you know your neighborhood. You know where the doctors are. You know where the grocery stores and the movie theaters and all those things. You know how long it's going to take you to get from one place to another. You've lived in this property for a while, and you know what its foibles are, and you know what its benefits are, right? So you have comfort from the knowledge that you have by living in that property. And in addition to that, you have all the stuff that you've accumulated for the entirety of your life or over a long period of time that's there, and that can be comfortable and really daunting to think about wading through getting rid of, right? And then there's the aspect of memories, those memories of the kids maybe living in the house at some point, or maybe it's just the memories of your life being there, or the memories of sitting in a particular chair talking to somebody, or whatever it might be. So it's really those things. It's the memories. It's the stuff. It's the knowledge and comfort that we have that lead us to want to stay where we are. So what about the reasons you shouldn't stay? The things that keep us from staying where we are? The things that should motivate us to really consider it? Well, it's the financial burden of keeping a property up that now is no longer a property that we enjoy staying in, but we now look at just cutting checks for people to cut the grass for so they maintain it. We rarely go out in the yard and use it, okay? Or maybe it's just having somebody clean the house. We just get there, we put something into the microwave, we eat it, we watch the TV, and then we go to bed. We wake up, and this is kind of what happens over and over and over again. And gone are the days of living in the home. We live outside the home more than anything. So I think that if you think about aging in place, there's a cost for taxation. There's a cost for heating, cooling, and there's the cost of loneliness that comes with that oftentimes too, the lack of social interaction. Well, I'll mention now that I've written a guide called The Right Sizing Guide, where I tell you how to get rid of your stuff and how to keep the memories alive, but also how to find the motivation to make a move, which is to evaluate your life in seven key areas. It's a little psychology mixed into the real estate business, but it's really practical for you, and if you're living with somebody else, for both of you to figure out the why you should consider moving. What's nice about this is I don't want you to move if you don't want to. I want you to stay where you are. I want you to enjoy your home. I'm not about selling houses. That's a transaction for me, and that's how I make a living. What I'm about is for you to live where it's best for you and for you to come to terms with what that might be and then live at peace with it. Oftentimes, there's hand-wringing that goes through a process of feeling I should be doing something the kids are telling me to do, even though I don't want to. Hey, look, you have to decide for you. You know, it's your faith in God. It's nobody else's. It's your choice where you live. It's your choice how you eat. You decide for yourself. But knowing how to decide, I think, is a big problem because I don't think we've been educated on how to make that decision. And then there's a precipitating event that takes place in our lives that causes us to have to move. And none of us want to be in that position, right? So let's say you request the right sizing guide, which I do want you to request, and I will mail it to you, and there is no cost. This is my gift to you, including the postage, okay? Because I want you to get this valuable information to help you think through this process. You can download a copy or request a copy by calling us. So remember this telephone number. It's the best way to request it by phone, which is 800-900-9104. That's our toll-free number. And you can be driving through D.C. this morning listening to this show and wondering, hey, I'd love to get a copy of that. Please call. No problem. 800-900-9104. Or you can go to ericstewartgroup.com. And at our website, in the resources section, you can download the right sizing guide. You can also download the as-is guide, which is the dream sale for a lot of us. It's the idea that we just close the door, put the sign up and sell it and leave it alone. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Well, that's great. Then there's the market-ready guide, which will tell you how to get your home ready to sell for top dollar. Or for those of you listening who are really buyers and sellers, we have a buyer-savvy guide. All of this is meant to help you. But say you decide that you don't want to stay where you are. Say you decide, okay, I've gone through my evaluation and I realize that this home owns me more than I own it, and I really don't see it as my home, and I'm ready to let go and start a new chapter. I'm scared of crossing this bridge, of making this transition, and I need help walking through that process, but I'm ready to try. That's what we're here for. That's what we do at the Eric Stewart Group. We'll guide you. We'll help you. We'll tell you where to go. I don't care whether it takes 7 years. I don't care how long it takes. If you need to take baby steps in the process, great. Take a baby step, call. Request a copy of the guide. Go to our website. Reach out to us. Let's have a phone conversation. Let's just talk about what your situation is, and let me, you know, hold your hand as you kind of express out what's going on, and let's figure it out together. All right? Now, let's say you get through that process. What are the choices that you have? You can rent an apartment very, very easily. The apartment rental community in the Washington, D.C. area is burgeoning with the supply of apartments currently. So you can find a place to live without difficulty, whether it's another house, an apartment, condo, townhouse, whatever it might be. Okay? And then you don't have to worry about maintaining anything, and you're living independently still. Now, you've got age-exclusive communities that are 55-plus, such as Celebrate down in Fredericksburg, Dominion Valley out in Western, in Loudoun County. And you've got places like Leisure World, right? These are options for 55-plus that are just, you have to be over 55 or 55 or over to live in those neighborhoods. Now, continuing care retirement communities, you've heard me chat about these. We have a lot of really great places. DC is blessed by a wonderful supply of continuing care retirement communities. And perhaps you'd like a guide to know what options there are out there. We have one that is free. You just simply request it at the same toll-free number, 800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com. And there you might find independent living, assisted living, memory care. And lastly, maybe a multi-generational home, which means you'd live with another member of your family in the same property. That's an idea. And we have properties like that, too. Well, I'm running out of time. I've got my final thoughts coming up. Don't go away.